Peter Rickey's. Heather, a fellow that's going to be the next president of the EDA, the president from Texas, some sort of a Polish name. Jaworski. Yeah. Oh. That's right. That's good. Boy, I hope you can sell Lily. Here. I hope you can sell her to CJ. He understands the conflict. He's got to do it. Well, and the other one on the menu. I put the city guy in there too, John. What's your name, Proctor?
Say whatever. sitting chatting. He said, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do next year, but in my neck of the woods, where they're all Democrats, he said, we believe in everything this president's doing. We don't believe in anything that the McGovern's or the Muskies, or particularly Kennedy. He was vitriolic in Kennedy. Well, that's
Catholic. Well, that college statement, I think, was worse than Chappaquiddick.
Well, politically, with a lot of people, it takes guys like this who are lower middle class, who work their way up the hard way. They're decent, law-abiding, God-fearing citizens, and they just don't like to think of the President of the United States crawling. It's a devastating remark. Now, they're going out now to issue have a press conference, and the CD just said to me, do you mind my saying that this is the first time I've been able to talk to this president, but I'm convinced he will get our prisoners home, but he will never crawl to the communists. I said, well, sure.
Great.
Yeah. They're good people. Every one of those commanders in the VFW, we've got Rainwater working for us now, as you may know. He's on the payroll, and he's going around the country working on jobs for veterans. And what he does, everywhere he goes, is recruit people who can be active in the campaign for us. Gallagher, who preceded Rainwater, is just ready to organize any kind of a veterans campaign. been a good string of fellows that we've had working in that.
Anything else new? Well,
Barry Goldwater.
Everything sort of calmed up.
Barry Goldwater continues to hit hard for us, Mr. President. The speech he gave yesterday, he's from Kansas City. He was down in Miami over the weekend. And every place he goes, he's getting very good press. And he, just looking at today's that came in, he's got 8 paragraphs, and 7 of them are talking about you and your strong leadership, ending the war on employee and bringing the economy back. He's doing a damn good job for us right here. So, I worked with Schultz this morning in setting up a whole schedule for the Phase 2 effort, where we really want to gin up our troops after it to get just...
Our president's plan kind of is to go to 7 o'clock.
Good.
And I'll build at a very high level and breathe. And let everybody else talk about the doctor too. And hope to God, I'm not out of the title. They were going to have the prices, costs, and profits for it. Huh. I said, no, I just can't do it. It's too much on memory. So I said, we're going to have those prices. But then underneath it, we're going to have a rent board, profits board, interest board, and revenue. And the profits board is going to be described solely as, of course, we're for profits, but that we shouldn't just be thinking of holding the line on price increases. We should be thinking of passing on some of the gains and productivity
to the people.
And that means, by God, no windfall profits.
Mm-hmm.
I think cutting prices rather than limiting profits, see?
Right.
But our goal here is to get prices down rather than to limit profits. If you limit profits, that means the government gets some money, and I don't want to do that. But let's have the folks have the money.
That won't shake the business because they love to cut prices if they can sell them.
You say they love you, they don't cut.
No, they don't. But
you know, we've gotten away with it in this country from the now everybody says how much the price is going to go up. Well, we've got to get the people thinking. Like in a competitive situation in the world, we're not going to be competitors.
Now that's a good line, and that won't frighten people, Mr. President. Maybe we could use Conley the day after your speech the way we did before to...
The problem is that the students do is that they have the sky. And the students were eating nuts.
Might be a good idea to use Conley as we did when you announced phase one.
Well, he's going to go on before.
Oh, before?
He's going to go on the briefing press,
right.
But not on television. He could...
You remember, that was a marvelous 1-2 punch, Mr. President. You spoke on Sunday night, then he took that press conference on Friday, on Monday, the purpose.
Some of the other countries would attack.
How did the women over there do?
Very
standardized, I'm ashamed.
Didn't they wear silver as sponsor?
No, they all wear the same uniform.
Pants?
Same haircut.
Did they wear that communist uniform?
Yeah, white blouses.
You know, some of the Chinese women are some of the most beautiful in the world.
I know, but they've ruined them in communist China.
The Japanese, as I told you, you've never been to Japan.
I've been in Japan, but not recently.
The Japanese are, as I told you, are much looser from what I've heard. The Chinese are more your type, smart and challenge. So, don't tell us anything about it when you get back. I don't want to deny you. Somebody, I bet in Hollywood, and one of your girls comes up and says, no, the doctor makes me do it. The man wears the same thing as women. No, I think this was, just saying, a hell of an important thing to have this announcement today in the light of the then Vietnamese election.
Killed the Vietnamese election. Killed the Vietnamese election.
And the Vietnamese election wiped itself out pretty well.
Yeah, that was already two-thirds wiped out.
And it just started at this end of the drain anyhow. They got a bigger vote than they thought they'd get, and it sort of took all the steam out of everything. Nobody killed anybody.
The public doesn't give a damn at this point.
Nobody really
the big importance of the Vietnam vote is not the percentage you got, but that you could bring off this one-man election and that the communists couldn't do a damn thing about it.
That's the point. They could have 85% voted.
It's the fact that the communists
couldn't
get
anybody here.
That's, in that sense, it was a referendum. Not as it as against the non-communist opponents, but that the communists couldn't get riots started or keep people from going to the polls. Even though they tried, they started an offensive at the border. They got smashed at the Cambodian border.
But whatever kind of a build-up the media made, which they cried hard, is just washed completely away with this announcement today. The focus is back on
the star. It's a front page headline. Not the whole spread, about half the paper. So it's
still pretty big. And New York Times and Post are going to have to play it again. The bastards will probably die.
Bastard.
And I don't play it though.
Oh, yeah. But this is interesting that George Bush, you heard him here.
Sure.
But he called up, he said it was, it gave everyone a great shot in the arm.
Really did it?
And of course it's...
Well, can tell the bill then.
That's not going to be the end of it. We're going to have some more. So,
yeah. You know, Henry's got the best damn job, but what I'd like to be doing is be making these trips and having a week.
Doesn't have to work?
No, but really, this the most interesting thing is just the beginning to go over.
That's true, Mr. President.
It's fascinating. Then when it's all laid on and you come in, it's just like getting hero into it.
Well, oh no. Oh God, no. I tell you, Mr. President, you meet Joe and Lye. Joe and Lye and you, this is going to be a historical occasion. That's still going to be plenty exciting, but of course it's...
Well, anyway, how about, if you heard from Aaron, he called you?
He's probably going to babble by...
Why don't you see the Russians?
Oh, yeah.
No, we can't see the Russians. I've told them that. Because he's not coming here. Oh, well.
He's going to... I just would give anything to get Harriman out on that one.
Who knows? This is going to be good.
Oh, God, they got screwed again. It's for them.
Right after the election, that's kind of
that's what I mean. 2 days after the election, their Peking friends have screwed them again. Plus, whatever shot they might get out of the Podgorny visit, that's eclipsed for a few days.
Is Podgorny there now?
Yeah, he arrived yesterday.
That's pretty good time.
So whatever great historic pronouncement he was going to make there, that's really putting it to them. First the Chinese killed their 7 points, now they killed the Podgorny trip and the Vietnamese election, whatever little
fire that was left in the...
That can feel kind of lonely there, wouldn't it?
I'll feel lonely in a couple of weeks. You know, after meeting those POWIs, I wish there were a way. I'd just like to be with a decent building and I... You just do it, I can't do it. Go there and be a hostage. We've got to get those people back. We've got to do this. I don't mean to do it because of anything like crawling. Well, I tell you, they don't know how goddamn tough I can be if they turn down our last offer. Believe me. And we will risk everything for him. We're going to be screwing around this time. Little pipsqueak things we've got on the candle. Go on, you're right. You should pay over the goddamn.
Well, I tell you, that recent strike, their reaction to that was really nothing. I mean, first of all,
everybody up there was squealing.
The reaction from Peking and Moscow was so minimal. Neither of them made a governmental statement. Both of them had a sort of puzzle statement in their news and TAS and in the China News Service. But no government statement, just a very brief commentary. One day, and that was all. And Hanoi itself didn't have the guts to do a hell of a lot. They called up one meeting in Paris.
Have either of news magazine people call you yet?
No.
This is Tuesday, they will.
They'll do it before the week.
Oh! Well, they do it.
They got time, though. They can wait to see what I have.
They
sort of got their names. They don't rush on it at this point.
Well, you've got plenty of entries, though.
Oh, God. Alex. So I told you both the Today Show and Calves called up and said they'd free any man.
They
have that I'd
vote on. There are coming time. There are coming time.
Well, no,
you see, there are coming time we want to use that. And boy, when we do, though, we're going to screw around with Today Show. It's going to be prime time. Right about
that's.
Now, I'm telling you, I have comment. And my point is, I don't want to waste comment the day before. I think it's better to have others brief press on this jackass, you know, program. And then have Connolly go on with the press conference. I know you're panicking to get in here with us.
Would you like me to come in with that?
No, no, waste your time. It's not wasting
time. So he's up and he wants to follow through with that.
Hey, we'll come in.
He's a world leader.
Yeah. Well, if alone you put in the schedule, so you think he'd have to be here, didn't
you? Would you agree with me that Connolly going on the next day, Friday,
it's perfect. I bet we could get live coverage as we did before.
You do it Thursday night and let him go on Friday.
It won't be the same thing as the other. No, but he can go on. They'll want to know about the international thing, and they want to know about this thing, and our things coming to the Secretary. He can have a news conference, but this time, not in the Treasury. Let's give it, let's let him have it in there. Where the hell can we have it? Can we have it? That's really where he should have it. That'll work pretty well, but does he have a good auditorium?
Yes, yeah, it was good.
Have it there. I think it's the State Farm auditorium.
State Farm auditorium is better, but it's kind of awkward with Bill Rogers.
No,
we
have it in the Treasury.
And you can go to say, I don't see how another cabin officer can.
That's right.
Yeah. Especially Connolly.
Do you think we could have him in, but I have a brief guy here in the East Room, though. I think that our, our own people really have East Room.
But they should have not used Connolly at all.
And not answer too many damn questions. And just say, Secretary Treasury, you can have them. Have them buck up some good questions to him.
Well, there'll be plenty the next day. The way it worked before was, even after all the briefings ahead of time, overnight,
they think about the question. They aren't quick enough studies to do that.
And then that gives the next day press conference a real shot in the arm.
Yeah, you just open up the press, say, look, here are the statements that we have, and so forth, and so on. And the we will, Secretary of the Treasury will be having a press conference tomorrow on all the details here, and we will give you a background on what's...
And there's a difference between a background or another record press conference, too. This way they get a quotation.
Right.
A background is just...
Very common, please.
One bill on each,
So it's $2, actually, but isn't it a great idea?
Otherwise it would be a bribe.
Huh?
Otherwise it would be a bribe. That outfit, I must say, came up with more ideas.
Benefit from it.
The main thing is it'll give us a big ride in the evening news.
your Prime Minister of Grace is here.
Yeah, it'll also carry over the weekend with your speech, which is setting a high tone and then kindly taking the tough nitty-gritty on stone.